This week, 40 years ago, hippies and some of the coolest bands around were heading to the California coast for a musical event that would usher in the summer of love. The Monterey International Pop Festival was a first. It brought together popular bands, big-name acts like the Byrds and the Jefferson Airplane, and then unknown performers like Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix. Music producer Lou Adler cooked up the idea with the Mamas and the Papas' John Phillips and got filmmaker D.A. Pennybaker to document it. For a look back, we turn to Lou Adler and singer Michelle Phillips. Michelle Phillips, you were obviously at the time with the Mamas and Papas, and they were a big act at that time.
Huge.
Huge. I think it'd be a good thing to do to listen to a moment to one song that you sang that, in a sense, summed up the moment for a lot of people.
All the leaves are brown, all the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray, and the sky is gray. I've been for a while, been for a walk, on a winter's day, on a winter's day. You're safe and warm. I'd be safe and warm if I was in L.A., if I was in L.A.
Kind of a record with legs.
It should be the California
state song.
State song. Yeah. Yeah, it should be.
You know, watching the film, you see a lot of hippies, and you see
a lot of flowers. Yeah. And the reason there were a lot of flowers was because Lou had 150,000 cymbidiums flown in from Hawaii. There was an orchid on every chair, and there were orchids all over the stage. And the policemen started wearing the orchids in their helmets and putting the orchids on the antennas of their motorcycles.
And the barrels of their rifle.
One thing that shows up again in the Pennybaker film, when Janis Joplin gets out there and sings Ball and Chain and really seems to blow everyone away, there's a close-up of Mama Cass Elliott, and she watch it with her mouth open, agog.
Wow.
And Michelle, too. Actually, Pennybaker had the knack of not showing you more and not showing you less, but showing you exactly what happens. The same reaction is shown on a girl's face when Hendrix is on. And it's shock. Love and everything else all in one look.
Her jaw is just hanging open and she's bug-eyed looking at watching him during his performance.
Jimi Hendrix, who gets on stage and plays his guitar on his back.
Behind his back, on his back, laying down.
In every which way. And then he sort of attacks it at one point and sets it on fire. And it's just astonishing because the music's really amazing at the same time.
And I'll tell you something. I was shocked to see anybody treating their instrument like that. And I didn't understand that it was kind of theater. I was used to people singing and harmonizing and, you know, taking care of their instruments.
Michelle's very conservative.
I was, and it was shocking to me to see this kind of behavior on stage.
No, it shocked a lot of people, not only the audience. Ravi Shankar, to this day, can't believe that anyone would treat their instrument. But the event says he's never heard anyone play like that.
And then there was Otis Redding.
We're going to slow it down this time. and sing a soul for number. This song is a song that, you know,
Janis had those one or two numbers that she really killed on, and the Who had theirs and Hendrix. But Otis Redding, from the beginning of his act until the end of it, was just amazing and probably one of the greatest concert or live performances ever.
I've been loving you too long to stop now. As you become a habit to me,
I've been. I think that this was the first time he had played in front of an audience this size, and certainly the first time that he had played in front of the love crowd, as he says.
So in a white audience.
In a white audience. I mean, he says, so this
primarily
is
primarily white.
This is the love crowd, huh? I love it. And he a whole new audience opened up to him.
Woodstock has come to define the era, but producer Lou Adler sees it differently. Woodstock, he says, was about the weather. Monterey was about the music. Lou Adler co-produced the Monterey Pop Festival. Michelle Phillips performed there. Hear the music from a newly released set of CDs at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.